Now we're going to have a bit of a game now, and you've got to turn your thinking head on. Now think about, when you join a club, say for instance you joined a fishing club, what would you expect to learn at the fishing club? How to fish and all about fish. So you wouldn't go to a sewing club, would you, to learn to fish? So that's what we're going to think about today. Now, round the walls, there are some words that match the words that I have here. For instance, the first one is Scripture Union. Now, it does mean you're going to have to get out of your seats and look. And go and find them. So what do you think, looking at all those, you can get up and walk round, all those things on the wall, there's some over here as well, what do you think would go with Scripture Union? Look round the wall. Go on, go for a little walk. I think someone's cheating. Can you see it? Would you like to bring it out? Would someone like to bring that word over here? I think the ladies found it. I think some of you have got the wrong ones for a moment, or you're jumping the gun. Oh, you didn't bring the blue tack with it. Yeah, right at the top. Hold on, I'll get you a piece of blue tack. Bit of blue tack. Hold on a moment, fellas. Hold on a moment. No. I haven't got there yet. You hold on to that one. Whoops. Can you pick that one up for me, darling? Don't jump the gun. Right, now the next one, Greenpeace. What can we think about Greenpeace? Now, there's two that's a probability. No, Greenpeace. Think Greenpeace. Come on, adults, help them out. It's a big word. That's it, you've got it. There's a good boy. Come on, then. Now, what about the AA? Can we find a word that would fit the AA? Car. Right, we've found it. Drama group. What do we learn at drama? Oh, there's a good girl. Acting. The Green Party. The Green Party. No, not gardening. No, I don't think you've got it either, darling. The Green Party. No, not that one, darling. That one comes later. Good girl. Quickly. Right. Choir. Choir. Well, it's choir we learn. What do we learn at choir?
Singing.
Singing.
Can you sing?
Keep Fit Club. What happens there? In a minute, that's right down the end, darling. Oh, you're quick, aren't you? There we are. Right, the next one, YHA. Do we know what that stands for? Youth hosteling. No, not lectures. No, you don't do gardening at youth hosteling. Right, come on then, dear. School. What do we get at school? Education, hopefully.
Do you get it? Do you get education?
Right, what do we find in the library? You've got it. Oh, there we are, books. Now, Council of Churches. Yeah, that's right. Who can say this word? It's a hard word to say, isn't it? Ecumenism. Means all together, all together. University, what happens at university? Yeah, well, besides all, come on then. You're supposed to go to lectures, aren't we, at university? Yeah. Right, hold on, darling, hold on. Right, we now have got to RSPB. What does it mean? Yeah, all about birds. The Royal Society, hold on a minute, darling, Prevention of Birds. Right, then we've got, I'll let the ladies and gentlemen see. We've now got WWF. What does that mean? World Wildlife, isn't it? And so, no, it's not gardening, so that's your one, isn't it, sweetheart? Thank you. And the last one, Horticultural Society. That's it, there's good boys. That's it, it's spelt a word, hasn't it? Because we belong. Now we're going to do a little bit more about that in a moment, but we're going to listen to a Bible story now. So perhaps Janet would like to come up.
This reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They spent their time in learning from the apostles, taking part in the fellowship and sharing in the fellowship meals and prayers. Many miracles and wonders were being done through the apostles, and everyone was filled with awe. All the believers continued together in close fellowship and shared their belongings with one another. They would sell their property and possessions and distribute the money among all, according to what each one needed. Day after day, they met as a group in the temple, and they had their meals together in their homes, eating with glad and humble hearts, praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And every day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. Thanks be to God.
Now, as we said, we belong to something for a reason. We don't, as we say, join the library to grow plants or join the drama group so that we can go bird spotting. That'd be silly, wouldn't it? We belong to something so that we can take part in its activities, so that we can share in the things they do and perhaps learn something, improve a skill, and possibly take our interests further. So what are we to belong to? So you belong to... What is your uniform? You belong to rainbows, don't you? We've got rainbows. And you belong to... What's your uniform? Brownies. That's right, you belong to brownies. And then we've got the older ones, which is guides, yes? And then we have... Yeah, but we've got anchor boys... And company section, boys brigade, haven't we? Now, who belongs to Bible study group? Yeah, see, the older ones, they belong to things as well. What about ladies' meetings or coffee mornings? Anyone go to them in church? Yeah, there's some of those, aren't there? What other things do we belong to? Brass band. Yeah, brass band. But belonging means something more than just being part of that organisation or group. It means being involved, getting to grips with it. You cannot say you belong to something if you only turn up now and again. You cannot say you belong to something if you do not support the activities. If you've got a special day on, you can't say it's sports day. Oh, I'm not going to that. You've got to take part. And by belonging to something, it means you've got a responsibility. It's a big word, isn't it? It means you make a promise to do something, therefore you've got to do it. You've got a responsibility towards that organisation. Now, the reading that Jan just gave us was about the very first group of Christian people, the beginnings of the church. And from that very small group of early Christians grew the whole wide church. So what can we learn about it? Well, firstly, those Christians were motivated. And just like the people who in the late 1800s and came from Christchurch along the road to hold open air services in this area, the Christians in our reading from Acts got up and they did something about their situation. They got together and they learnt about the teachings of Jesus. Just as though who started this church, who built the first iron building so that people could come together. The early Christians helped the poor by selling their own belongings. They ate together, which helped them to develop friendships and to care for one another. They focused on God through prayer. God was at the heart of everything they did. And because of their attitude, the Lord added to their numbers. It made their group bigger. And Dr. Ridge and his colleagues did the same thing. The Boys' Brigade was formed. The buildings across the road were built. And the guide companies were formed. And just like that first group of Christians, more people came to join them. So what can we learn from them? Ask yourselves these questions. Are you motivated? Or when it's time to get ready to go to guides, brigade, or a church activity, do you think, oh, I can't be bothered tonight. I'll go next week. Do you lose focus on the objectives of the guides, the brigade and the church? Something better on TV? Perhaps there's computer games you want to play? Or a night at the pub? Remember, because of your absence, the group is not whole. And you're not together. Are you sincere in your relationships with one another? Do you really mean the promises you make? Is God at the heart of everything you do? Now, only you can answer that. To belong, we must be motivated, focused, together, sincere, and have God at the heart of all we do. If we have these things, then we will grow, both as individuals, you and me, and as organisations, and as a community of God's people. Another reading from the Bible, please.
Our second reading is from the first book of Corinthians, chapter 12, from verse 12. Christ is like a single body, which has many parts. It is still one body, even though it is made up of different parts. In the same way, all of us, whether Jews or Gentiles, whether slaves or free, have been baptized into the one body by the same Spirit, and we have all been given the one Spirit to drink. For the body itself is not made up of only one part, but of many parts. If the foot were to say, "Because I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being part of the body. And if the ear were to say, "Because I am not an eye, I don't belong to the body," that would not keep it from being part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, how could it hear? And if it were only an ear, how could it smell? As it is, however, God put every different part in the body just as he wanted it to be. There would not be a body if it were all only one part. As it is, there are many parts, but one body. And we ask God to give us understanding of his word. Amen.
Now, I'm sure that most of you know the song, The Hokey Cokey. Bit of a nonsense song, isn't it, really? Yeah, you do know it, don't you? And you put your right hand in, and you take your right hand out, and you shake it all about, and then you do a funny little bit of a dance, and you turn around, and we say, that's what it's all about. And then after that, you put your left hand in, don't you? And it's all just a crazy bit of fun. So let's have a go, shall we? Because we've got the music. So let's all stand up. We can just do the action. We can't run around because it's not the space. Okay? Now, that was just a bit of crazy fun, wasn't it? However, could you imagine what would happen if you were doing the hokey cokey and, like me, the left leg doesn't work terribly well at the moment, and supposing your left leg refused to do what you wanted it to do, And what if the right foot said, no, since I'm not the left hand, I'm not part of the body, so I refuse to dance. The next thing you might know is the head says, oh, I don't need any of you. I can dance all by myself. And that would never do, would it? Because the hand and the feet and the head are all part of the whole self, isn't it? It's all part of your body. And you need every bit of you to do the dance. Because that's what the song says, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Now, the reading we just had was written by Paul, the great missionary. And that letter was sent to a church in Corinth. Now, the Corinthian church had got itself into a bit of a muddle. And some people thought that they were more important than the others. Now, we each belong to an organisation or a group, and it's those groups and the people in them that make up the body of this church. We also have to remember that we are all now part of a group that combines three churches. Now, no one person or group is more important than the other. We are all part of one body. And it's only by all the parts doing their job correctly that things will work out. Paul reminds the Corinthians and us through the illustration of the different parts of the body that they are like that too, as the different members within the same body of Christ's church. Everybody, that means each and every one of us, no matter how feeble, no matter how small, no matter how seemingly insignificant or important we may think ourselves, we all have important roles to play in the church. The head is pretty much useless without the hands, the feet, and the mouth. We are all interconnected and we need each other. But Paul also reminds us that each of us is different. And that's okay to be different. It's even good that we are all different. Paul reminds us that diversity is not a bad thing. He reminds us that it's not only okay to be different, but it's essential to the survival of the church that we do not look and act just like each other. Now, while that song, the Hokey Cokey song, was all a bit of fun, it still teaches us an important lesson. The song ends, doesn't it, by commanding us to put our whole self in. Putting all of us in. And that's exactly what God requires of us too. That we put our whole self in to whatever we are doing, but especially when serving him and his church. Amen.